Perek Atziri, the starting starts on the 10th Perek of Shara Yichud, Daf Ayin Dalet. Abir Amides Eloi Kiyos Amiskolos Vaksivos. In order to explain the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trait characteristics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he relates down to this world. Hamuskolos, the midos which is obvious, which we see it with our own intellect, or the aksubos, are those who are documented in the Torah. Ham super ben avodas Baruch, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is related with, being attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, since we said Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolute one, how could you, to something which is absolute one, which is not combined from many different elements, how could you attribute to him different midos? It's not shach. What does it mean? Rachum, Rachanun. Something which is complete one, if the midos, a combination of his one, then it's a combined element. So how do you relate the union of midos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If the kavonas v'em rabbi smoit, the kavon of the midos which we talk about, there's many kavonas in it. There's many multiple reasons why we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with various midos and we attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu midos. And the midos is read for the reason of the recipient and not read and not applicable to the giver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gefirei v'abruim, according the multitude of the creatures, v'hatoivos, in the many multitude of goods, the positive reasons, hakoyleloisoisom, which is all inclusive, all the creatures, according that is called the midos. V'em yischalkas l'shnei chalokim, and this midos to the creatures is divided in two sections. Atzmiyos, the midos, which is the etzem, the essence, is the midos so and so. Upo'olios, and those who are actually being activated. It's not an actual midah, but it's rather a functioning midah. It's a functional or the etzem midah. V'tam omreini atzmiyos, when we say the word, what does mean atmos, the essence, shemidas kayomas le'elis arados, amidas which exist in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is not related at all to the creatures. It was there in the Kodesh Baruch Hu koidem abruim, before the creatures ever existed, v'achrem, it will remain even after when the creatures are gone. Is any midah which we apply to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which that midah is not a necessity, is not functional, only in order to be functioning for the creatures. It's there, independent from the creatures, it's called Atzmius, Midas Atzmius, is that there? Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But those Midas, which are only here to function with people, to be these creatures, well then those are not the actual Midas, the essence of the Midas, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using them as why the creatures are here. So the Midas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will divide in two types of Midas. There's certain Midas which he is, and certain Midas which he is using, which has nothing to do with him. Shamidas kayomos, those are midos which always exist, before the creatures ever exist, v'acher. To isno, such a midah which always existed, loy le'etzum kvoidoi. This is appropriate, we should apply this midah, this characteristic, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the etzum, this is a part of Hashem himself. Since this is not limited to time and to place and condition. And which are those midos which we attribute to Kodesh Baruch Hu on an ongoing continuous basis? The hand sholosh midos. Those are three midos. The three attributes we could attribute to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The hand, which are the three? One, shun nimtzo, he exists. Shu echad, that he is one. Shu kadman ein loy reishis, he never was there and there's no somebody behind him. Actually, what?
Why are those called midos?
Why are they called midos? Yeah. Okay. Why are they called midos? If I may express myself in a very funny way, But I think that's the way you understand. If I would be Hashem, I would be insulted if I would have been told that I exist. What is the dialogue which you have here? Existence of Hashem, does it exist? Who is saying that he exists? Who talks about his existence? Who is the one who talks about his existence? I can talk even about Hashem that he's existing. If the table will say, no, there exists a creator, would you accept this? Who are you table to talk? Or you? It would be blow my dignity that you table know me. And me and my table are really one. We're both creatures. We both have been created to both limit us. We come and go. But if there would be a relationship between the carpenter and the table, and then it would be a discussion at a table with the other table, had somebody created us. And let's say there is a discussion, okay? Why? Because I'm such a good creator that I could make at such a table, the table could talk and recognize there's a creator. But for the man who created the table, does it in any way, is it applicable to him, b'chlal, the word nimsa, that he exists through the recognition of the table? And there are only two steps apart. He's a doimim, or tzameach, and I'm a davar. But it's a big deal. Both have been created by both. The whole talk, I mean, let's take these three things. Hashem exists. Hashem is one. Now, obviously, what is a midah? What is a midah? What is a midah? A midah is the essence of the man? Obviously not, because if it's the essence of the man, it's not a midah. A midah is a characteristic. It's a part of the man. It's a functional part of the person. But it's not the man. Now we're speaking in terms of Hashem, and let's bring emotional fast. Here I am, he's a man. Now what is me? What is me? What is the essence of me? My essence means I'm alive. That's me. A combination of Hashiyot Rasod and Bachachmo, every body which was created by Hashem Bachachmo, and I have an Neshama, the kind of Neshama to be told you, I have an Neshama, and because Bachachmo combined those two elements, and this is me. That's life. Now, if I happen to be a Balkasan, happen to be an angry person, or happen to be a Barachman, I'm a merciless person, a Balchesed, a kind person, those are my midas, but that's not me. That's not me. Because me, I could be by not being a Balchesed, not being a Balkasan. It happened to be that I happened to be a Balchesed, Balkasan. So that's not the essence of me, it's a midah of me. He spoke so long, we talked the Shara Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu's one, absolute one. So here all of a sudden you apply midah to him, a characteristic. If he's the absolute one, is the essence of him, it's not a midah. If you call it a midah, it's not him. If it's not him, it's not Echad. This is the problem which we're going into. We call a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kei Yirach V'chan, and Erech Apar V'ches V'emes, and V'ches V'lofim. 13 midahs. So what is the midah? Is it the essence of him? Then it's not a midah. Is it not the essence of him? So how can you call it? So he goes to Chalei Sovov, and the Chalei Sovov says, there is midahs which you speak about, you could apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to divide these two midahs. There's a part of the midahs which is the etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's still called a midah. And then there is midahs which is the functional part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is functioning with to his creatures, but it's not a part of him. The one is part, what makes the difference? After all, it's called middles. But as long as it's called middles, it's not the essence of him. It's independent of those middles. If not, it wouldn't be called middles. It would be him. It wouldn't be a middle. Right? So how can you divide, since that it's not the essence of him, so how can you divide the middles in two categories? In an atmistic middle, in a functional middle. If it's both not him, both are middles, how can you divide the two? So the Gosduch HaMisor says, actually it's middos. Anything which you speak about Hashem is the middle of Hashem. Because we have no way that we could talk about the essence of Hashem, the absolute essence of Hashem, because this is totally removed from us. Just like the table cannot talk about the carpet to begin with. To begin with, it cannot talk about it. There's nothing in common that you could even talk about it. So, but when we do talk about Hashem, we talk about a certain expression of Hashem, which is the essence of Hashem, but to us it's an outside expression. And what is it? That He exists. And even the word existency is a middle to the essence of Hashem. But it's close enough to be a part of the essence of Hashem, because this middle, you could say to Hashem, not relate down to the creature, He always existed. Before the creature and after creation. Otherwise, we call it the middle. We can't speak about the essence that He exists. We can't speak about the essence that He's one, the absolute one. We can't speak about the essence that He's Kadmon, because obviously it is, but it's beyond verbalization. Because imagine, I'm asking a simple question. If there would have been no worlds to begin with, if there would be no creatures to begin with, we could talk about Echodness. The whole issue that Echod came to talk about, is He absolute one, or partially one, or a passing one, it became only issue after there is a world, there is a creatures, we have a different definition about Echad. So now that we know different oneness, so now we have to apply the proper oneness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to learn Shara Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there would be no world to begin with, nothing whatsoever, there could have been talked about Hashem, that His Nimtzoi existence, there's nobody who to talk about. Now that we have a world, and the world is existence, the world is non-existence, the world is fantasy, the world is a passing world. So now there became an issue that we talk about in Nimtza. That's a middle. The middle is that when you start speaking about Hashem in terms, which the terms only came into existence after the world came into existence. That's called the middle. It's not a part of Him. There would be no world. You could never talk about Nimtza, never talk about Echad, and never talk about Kadmon. What is the Kadmon? He always was. The word always only becomes meaningful if there is an existence world. So you could say, this world is started at Bereshit and He always was. But there wouldn't be a Bereshit, there's no always. If there wouldn't be a world, so nothing is in existence, you can't talk about who Nimtza. And if there wouldn't be multiples as we have, there wouldn't be Echad Amiti. So obviously, but why is it called Atzmius? Why is it still different than any Chesed Rachmim? Because Bach is called Rachman Vachaman too. What's the difference between Nimtza, Echad, and Kadmon between Rachman? Rachman and Chesed. Rachman could only be applied, he could only attribute Hashem as long as there is a Nimtza, and then there is a creature. Rachman is a mercy. And who is a mercy? And who? Because I am here, so it's mercy at me. If I am not here, it's not mercy. So before I was here, you couldn't call Him Rachman. After I will be gone, it's not going to be called Rachman. There's nothing who to apply it. If he's good, that's me good. Tachlis etav leitzim has to bestow goodness. If there's no creature, there's no to bestow goodness. There's no such a thing as goodness. So Kodesh Baruch Hu obviously always existed, but he can't say always He was Toiv Rachman Vachanan. Toiv Rachman Vachanan is only applicable if there is somebody here. However, Nimtza, this discovery that we discovered creatures that we applied to Kodesh Baruch Hu's words, which was never verbalized, His Nimtza, His Kadmon, His Echad, that is a fact true even before we have been created and after we will be gone. Also, the discovery of this middle came only through us. It's a very deep thought, but a beautiful thought, and we have to know it, because I want you to know this thought brings a tremendous difference in later on when we talk about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we say Kodesh Baruch Hu, I will immediately bring it down to you. Kodesh Baruch Hu introduced Himself to us in true introductional manner. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. I, Hashem, you God. So the Balatani explains in the Likutei Torah, those three introductions is the way Kodesh Baruch Hu manifests Himself. There is Onoichi, the Atzmus, the I, the existence of Hashem, which is so removed from so essence of Hashem that is nameless. It's the existence, the Nimtza, I. I, the Nimtza, I, the existence, the Onoichi Himself. Then there is Hashem, the same Nimtza, the same existence, and the same Eye of Hashem, which relates to the world. And how much He relates to the world? He created the world. He made the world. It's a purpose, His goal in the world. And when does this goal of the world come across to Him? When does it deliver back to Him? When the world is all complete, all finished. Yom Shekula Shabbos. The world is an assembly line. It started in Bereshit 6,000 years, and then the whole package. And this starts from before Bereshit with Torah. In the Torah you have the whole intention, the whole desire. Okay, now it's when does a person carry a name? When does a person need a name? And a person would have been a one-person other magician. There would be no other people in the world, only one. Do you need a name? The name is not the need.
How is the person perceived, that person?
Name is needed for other name, for other person. In other words, the way you separate one from the other, then you need a name, to know to differentiate between one to other. But if there is no others, you're nameless. The name is not needed for your existence. The name is needed for coexistence. Before there was Bechlal, a discussion of a world, Hashem was nameless. There's no, he doesn't have to be called, but whom has to be called, but whom has to be identified? But Hashem existed. That's the Noishi, the I. But the minute Hashem wanted the world, the minute he wanted the world, so he vis-a-vis his creature that he wanted the world, he became nameful. Did we say so? We became nameful. We got a name. It is Hashem. All of a sudden, what is Hashem? Havai. He exists. Hashem's existence. What's Hashem? Before there was people, before there was a world, the concept of the world, the word existence had not existed, like Nimtza. Nimtza only came after the world came into existence. Obviously, he was always Nimtza, but he couldn't be verbalized Nimtza, because who should verbalize his Nimtza? So the absolute, actually true name of Hashem, which is the essence of Hashem, is Hashem, Havaya, his existence. So the word Hashem is existence, when did it become into existence? When there was an opposite, which is non-existence, which is temporary existence, which is it's a meaning for something else, which is the world. So when the world came into existence, the intention of the world came into existence, the plan of the world came into existence, so the world is existing, but the world is a non-existence. The world is only a passing thing, which is service, the real existence. What's the real existence? Hashem. That's Havaya. So came Hashem. Now, when the world is already in functioning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself up with middos, with attributes, which is only, has nothing to do with Hashem, it has nothing to do with Havaya of Hashem, it's only used when you relate to the people, direct to the people. It's a language, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates. Chesed, Rachum, Chanum, V'chulu, all the middos. That's all Kechot, that's your God. You discover Hashem through this middah. But the middah has nothing to do with him. The middah has nothing to do with him. The middah is only here to communicate with you, to relate with you. And also, that you should be able to emulate him in this respect of a middah, because emulate Hashem, you have nothing to emulate Hashem. Hashem is beyond the... Let's not show it's a piece of there's nothing but you... But there's a mitzvah ledavka. The part of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made creation so that we people, we should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lizdavik Baboy, Lizbar Shema, we should get attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should emulate his... So what can we emulate? His existence, we are, but we can't emulate. That cannot be ordered to be emulated, because we are his existence. Our Neshama is a Chelek HaLechaim Yomar, we are his existence. But there's nothing could be ordered to emulate. So the thing which you could also emulate is his middos, his characteristics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those middos which he wants us to be, Hashem geus lovesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself up as geus, he dressed himself up as middos. It's an external dressing of Hashem. And it says, you see this dressing? And this dressing, you know, because this is a language which I relate to you, this is what you should. So those middos has nothing to do with Hashem. This is totally connected. This is the Elokecho. That's the Elokecho. So if they wouldn't... So those are the three. Now, we have to know, this part of Elokecho, every human being in this world has to discover. Lahavn the goy too. Because Elokecho is obvious. The presence of Hashem, the way Hashem relates to this world, is korav, is close to us. It's all the Meshech Chochmah, the Baal HaSameach brings. Everything which is an essential part of a person is available. The most essential part of a person is air. Air is available all over, and it's Baruch Hashem still not metered. We're not being charged for, okay? Air is available. Okay? The next thing which is a next necessity, what is not as necessary as air, is water. Now water is also available, but there you have to really put in effort. The next thing is bread, which is more essential, but it's lesser essential. You could go by 3 days without eating bread, but it's not so essential as water. It exists, it's cheaply be reached, but it's not as easily reached as water. And dressing, and clothing, and housing, and so on. The less you need it, the more you have to work. So a piece of diamond is not needed at all. You have to work your butt off. You have to work and work and work in order to get it. Okay. So obviously we see that the Meshach Chokhma says, man, on the Pasuk, Korev and Adover Moedis, Yishina Kodesh Baruch is very close, Befiach Levach Olas, to have Shem Yir Hashem, to find a Kodesh Baruch, Korev and Lecho, it's close. Just like a child has been born, the air is immediately there to be bred, he doesn't find the airless world, Hashem immediately supplies him the air, and gives him the know-how to supply, to breathe, he immediately breathes. And immediately the mother's milk is there, and he knows in nature, intuitionally, instinctively, to suck and to take the milk out. So is the Ruchnisdiger essence, the relationship to Kodesh Baruch there. Hashem is here, and the closeness to Hashem is here. That is here. Therefore, no human being is excused. Nobody taught me Amunas Hashem. Therefore, as Ruchon of Asmus spoke yesterday, Shemir Mitzvah Benayach is something which is there. And therefore, if you leave a person, your child should be born, and he should have been isolated from civilization, should be absolutely not be at all, not be influenced by civilization, not corrupt by civilization, he will be a natural believer. He would be naturally disgusting anything evil. He will naturally slide away from murder, from any kind of thing, and will naturally appreciate something goodness. And take a little child, take a little baby, take a 2-year-old baby, year and a half baby, as small, he could just, a little conversation could have with the person, and tell him a nice story of a tzaddik. Tell a nice story that the person made a big chesed, you know, that you see, he's going to be all lit up, it's going to be all nice. And tell him a story about a boogeyman, a tremendous man, somebody killed somebody. You see, this little baby will take his twist, it's going to get mad, it's going to get angry. It's natural. Good and bad, Ra and Tov, is the natural thing of the neshama, the corruption. And sometimes even before the child becomes corrupted by civilization, has been born by Chetir Masni Imi, with the father and mother, the way they relate between themselves, the way the child was created, and they created such a thickness of Gashmias that they gave such a ready dick levusha. The neshama is pure. The neshama still is called Lechot of a Moed, but the neshama has a body around him, how do you call it? He's dressed with a body, and the body has been created by the parents in such a disgusting way, such a clipper, such a shell, that the levush of the neshama has a tremendous corrupted attitude anymore. But the essence of the neshama is always pure, the biggest alkan neshama shansatu vitahiroi. But the function of the neshama, the way we only express, a man expresses himself with his organism, with the alam, that's the levush of the neshama. So the levush is being, that's what the Balatani explains, that the parents, the way that the Gemara says, Chazal says, the child is being affected, the way the parents live, the Kedush and Tahar of parents living, it's not that they affect the Neshama himself, I mean the functional part of the Neshama. So going back, so comes out of it, the Onoichi, the me alone, there's no middle to the Onoichi. There's no middle to the Onoichi. Absolutely, you can't say that he exists. I mean, the eye of Hashem is Hashem, period. There's nothing to talk. Hashem, Elokecho. Here, Hashem, you speak Hashem. Havayas Hashem. What's the difference between Hashem, Elokecho? Hashem is you, God. To the part of Hashem, you can't emulate. Because what is Hashem now, in our definition? Nimtzo. His existence. That's Havayah. That's the name of Hashem. Anoich Hashem. Havayah. Our existence. In the Noichi, you can't even talk about existence. Hashem only came to exist, and the name of Hashem only came to exist when the world, the concept of a world came into existence. When it came in his mind to create the world, so thou became an object which is called world. Then vis-a-vis the world, there's the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Havaya. But there was a time, there was an existence of Hashem before even Hashem had the name of Hashem, of Havaya. That's the Noichi, the I. Now the word I is totally middleless. Let's call it. It has no middles whatsoever. To the eye of Hashem, you can't even attribute the name to the echo, nothing. It's nothing. To Hashem, you could attribute these three middles. Hashem is existence, is Havaya, Hashem Echad, and Vukadmai. And that's actually what you say in the Kriya Shema. The Shema Yisrael, and the standards of Hashem. They exist Hashem. You have to believe the names of Hashem, the materials of Hashem, Havaya. Elokeinu. Hashem had dressed up middles which could become Elokecho, which could become you middles. Those are the functional middles. Now functional middles, obviously, because Baruch is only functioning today in this world. Whatever other things we don't know. So that's what Elokecho. Those are the middles, those are the functional middles. And then Hashem, we're going back to Hashem, the actual Hashem which you could read at the attribute him is Echad. He's Echad, he's one. That's the part of his own middle, which is the part of middle. And it's the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa Le'olam Vo'ed. That's the card one, Rishon, Le'olam Vo'ed forever. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa is Le'olam Vo'ed. We take the card one that he ever existed, and that ever existence is going to be also Le'olam Vo'ed. Or two carries and four Le'olam Vo'ed is we true being the Kabbalah Le'olam Vo'ed. Which we said Shema Hashem Kan Shem Echad. We're not going to go into detail anymore in this. So this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced himself to Klal Yisrael. So if I may add to this, put me in the Neshama. The Neshama has in as five parts in himself: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and then comes Chayo and Yechido. Okay, the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama is in Alokecho. In Alokecho, Hashem, which relates into this world with us, the midos of Hashem, the Elokecho. In that Elokecho, there's three madrigas, there's Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. But Hashem, that's Elokecho. Not Hashem Elokecho, but in Hashem, this is Chayo. That is existence. And the Noichi is Yechido. But the Yechido means, actually, Yechido is above Chayo, above life, above existence. That means the essence of him which you can't even attribute Yechido. This is the really refined Yechida. We have three stages in our life. Am Yisrael functions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in three stages of vis-a-vis Anitzchi, the eternity. We are doing to Atma Dvekim Shem Elokecha. We are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a full attached being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in these three shlavim, these three levels of attachment, while the world exists and we are alive now in our bodies, our Dvekus is only in Elokecha. In Elokecho, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the midos, Ma'achanu, Rachum, Toiv. Every time when you do Chesed, you do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokecho. We get removed from our body, we die, O Mashiach will come, and it's going to be Yom Shikul, it's going to be Molo Erez Deis Hashem, which will still be in the body. Now, you could only do it in the Shema without the body. The difference between Mashiach's time and today, that today you could only attribute it to the Neshama without the body, but Mashiach will come with Chis Hameis, with the Neshama with the body together, it's going to be Hashem. The Dveikus will be already into Hashem, into the Chayo. You are going to exist with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with your body, and everything will be in one existence. But after Yom Shekul Shabbos, after everything is gone, after all these things, you go back, we're going to go back to Yechida, we're going to come Dovik to the Yechida. The essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever and Netzach, Netzach, Netzach. That means the Jew is absolutely not limited. You start, you go back, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave himself over to us, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho, so we go back to Atma Dveikim, we get Dovig Hashem Elokechem, Chaim Kulchem Ayom, these three things. Atma Dveikim, you attach to Hashem Elokechem, to Hashem Elokechem, Chaim Kulchem Ayom. First is Elokechem, then comes, that's now, when we do it, then comes to Hashem, which will be in the Olam HaNeshomos or the Olam HaMashiach, and then Kachan Kulchem means Chai Yechido, which is going to be forever, just a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The man for Elokim Chai Kodesh Baruch Hu ever lives, you're going to live forever. So obviously, but together you start. This is the Elokecho means the Midos, the functional Midos. Hashem means the three Midos, which is still Midos. It's not in Yechido, it's not in the Noichi, but it's the essence of the Midos, which is ready when you remove from the Shema. And then comes to Yechido, which is no midos at all. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's the greatness of Yid. Now the Goy has a neshama. The Goy has a neshama to the point that Nefesh HaBahamis and Avodas Chazal say that the Goy's neshama, Chassidim HaSoilam, are being rewarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is such a thing as Olam Habo for the Goyim. World to come. And the Mabit says Goyim have Tchias HaMeisim too. Tchias HaMeisim. So obviously we see that the Goy, his neshama could also somehow relate. So we say as follows. Every Goy, we said the neshama is divided in five. Now obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave one neshama down to this world. Yipach Ba'apu V'nishmas Chaim. And since this neshama has in himself five elements, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, then comes Chai Yechida. Since Yechida is when everything is finished. Chai is when Mashiach will come. Okay? Now Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama is the three functional parts of the neshama in down this world. The Goy only has a nefesh. The Goy only has a nefesh. In that nefesh of that neshama, in the overall neshama, I mean the outside dressing of the neshama, which is called nefesh, this is what the Goy has. And the Chassidim Sa'ilam reached the maximum of this nefesh. And now the Chassidim Sa'ilam can't even reach the nefesh. They fall away immediately like non-existent. They didn't catch a bit of nefesh. Chassidim Sa'ilam being revived and being rewarded in the nefesh of that neshama. But that nefesh, but the whole nefesh of neshama is only here in Elokecha. So the guy's maximum lifespan is in the Elokecha, which as long there is a world, the 6,000 years in the world. Ruach is already the high level of the neshama, which is already the spiritual part of the neshama, which goes beyond the 6,000 years of the world, which is Yom Shekula Shabbos. That's Yom Shekula Shabbos, the 7,000 year. In the neshama, the third part is the beginning. Is the beginning of Chai Yechida, which after the Netzach Netzach Netzachim. So obviously, Goy only has a shaykhus in the nefesh of the neshama klolis. The best chesidim is on yes.
And from everyone,
says,
then Noah and everyone's from Adam Harishon. So how come not even a goy? Everyone alive should be getting from Adam Harishon. It's a person from Adam, and Adam had a neshama.
Okay, that's what's told in the Bechir El Chanam. It would get, if you would elect to get. So Adam Arishon was given these levels of the Neshama, but he was given the Bechira, how much of that you want to relate to. The Nefesh is there. But to go further, you have Neshama, Chai Echida, you have to go into Bechira. And the Bechira is, you have to become Am Yisrael, because only Am Yisrael is the ultimate thing, Moshem Kerem Chaim Kil Chamayim. The guy could become a Yid. If you saw the Zach of Ramavina, became a Yid.
Couldn't they become recognized that the Am Yisrael is the Emes and the Torah is Emes and still be a boy and reach that level of the
Rambam
says? And yet, would that be a neshama?
It's the nefesh of the neshama. That recognition, it's a part of the neshama, but the beginning, and they stop right in the beginning. They stop right in the beginning.
So you're saying they couldn't reach the neshama level without becoming a Yid?
No, the nefesh of the neshama. That's called nefesh Abahamis. That's called the Nefesh Abahamis. They have the Nishmas, they have the animalistic part. Obviously, you have to know the Neshama, everything that the Kurvachu creates in the extreme part, in the extreme component, there must be a middle one who's bridging it. There must be a middle one who's bridging it. And what is bridging between the Neshama and a body is the lowest level of the Neshama, which is called Nefesh. This is the highest level for the body. And that's called Nefesh Abahamis. The animalism of the body relates to the lowest level of the neshama, and that's the lowest level, that's called nefesh avahamis, and that's the nefesh of the neshama, and that's what the best guy goes into ruach. It doesn't anymore, because ruach memalal is already called tzelem elokim, and I go according to Shita Smaral, and we just sometimes explain that the tzelem elokim only a yid has, only once you get into Yiddishkeit. But it says the worst of the Jew is the best of the guy, because the worst of the Jew has a shaykhus to ruach. Why is he bad? Because he doesn't want to go into the neshama of the neshama. He stops at the ruach of the neshama, which a ruach doesn't die. Therefore, a yid is more eternity, never dies. But a guy does die.
How do you have attributes then that go to that can apply to a guy in the nefesh level?
Oh, because the attributes of Hashem.
Maybe not really
attributes. There is, because so since the midos of Hashem is a parus of Hashem, so just Hashem. Sorry, after the guy's neshama. So just like neshama, there's five levels. In the attribute, there's also five levels. In chesed, there's a nefesh, the chesed, the ruach, the chesed, neshama, the chesed, chay, the chesed, yichida, the chesed. There's such a thing. So the guy's most beautiful midos characteristics, which he has, is the what he relates to the chesidu umas. What is the chesed? He takes the maximum of capacity which he could have, the maximum of the nefesh of the neshama which he's utilizing. That's the maximum which he uses. So that's it, says these two types, Sven Sholashmidas, and Sholashmidas, three midas which he could be attributed to Kurzbach like his Atzmir, Sven Shulim, Tzom Shech, Vashikam, Eloishes, the Tam Shulim Satmo is of Elamidas. Why do we call him this midas? Lohoira Salinyona, in order to that, we have to point at him. If we wouldn't have anything to, if we wouldn't even get these three things to talk about Hashem, we couldn't even talk about. How could we converse about Hashem? The Holy Spirit to talk to be a pointer on Him, not from the Amitas Mitzvah, the truthness of His existence. Hashem would be totally nameless if He wouldn't give us at least these three mitzvos, which is as that He exists, His Echad, His Kadma. We couldn't even talk about Him at all. And we should be awakened on this covet. In order to be able to explain to the talkatives, to the people, there is existence of God. They're responsible to it. See, we can't talk about the Noichi of Hashem. The Noichi of Hashem is not what you could talk about. You can't talk about the names of the Noichi. Hashem says that we have, and this is the three times which we have, in the times, just like the creatures is divided in Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. The world is also divided in Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Chida. The time is divided in Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. During the days, the weekdays, is the Nefesh. It's the Nefesh. And then comes Rosh Chodesh, is the Ruach. Chodesh in Chalamoyt, which is a high level, the ruach of the zman of time, of the zman. Come Shabbos, Yomim Tovim is in the Shoma, because the Kaddish is an answer, you could reach it, you have to develop it. So Yomim Tovim is in the Shoma. Shabbos is Chaya. Shabbos is ready, not depending on us, it's ready from above. Yom Kippur is a Chida. Kippur is a chida. It's the Noach himself. Shabbos, and it's a double Shabbos. It's a day reach. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, we connected to Yechida himself. And therefore, the days of Yom Kippur, there's no Yetzer, the Sotan is non-existence at all. Because the Sotan is the ingredients for this world. And also Shabbos is also the Yetzer to a certain extent, because that's Chaya, and Kurboch of Chaim, and Sotan is Misa. But he exists, but Shabbos, the Sotan is a Bechina as the Odomarishan Gan Eden before the Chet. He was still able to Chet, but was outside of him. Shabbos, we are all in your Sassamah says, Shabbos, we all go back to the Matzav as Odomarishan was before the Chet. There's a potential a Jew could remove himself from his Yetzer Hara in Shabbos as Odomarishan was before the Chet. But obviously, Odomarishan before the Chet in Gan Eden, there was Ra, there was a Nochash, but there was an outside factor. But when he elected to use it, he used it. It's Shabbos. Shabbos, we want to run away from our Nochash, and I think we could. Unfortunately, we don't want to run away. We could use it. We're choyter, like the Mishnah is choyter in Gan Eden. But there's such a thing as Yom Kippur, which is the Yechira, there's no Sotan Bechlal. Yom Kippur is absolutely no Sotan. There's no Sotan, there's no Sotan. It's a unity with the Kodesh Baruch in Yechira, like other Mishnah was united with Kodesh Baruch in the Neshama before even it was in the world. His neshama, which is a chelik alakai mimal mamish, and that's the word mamish. The chelik alakai is the neshama, the chayo, and chelik alakai mamish is in the yechida, that your mamish asked me to call it bakut. So just like we divide it in neshama, we divide it in time too, and this actually culminates, comes together on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we take the highest time, which is Yom Kippur, we take the highest, so same thing is in place, in space. There's Chutz Loretz, which is the Nefesh of the Kedushas of the Neshama of the world. There's Eretz Yisrael, there's the Ruach. There's Yerushalayim, which is the Neshama. And there's the Harabais, the Azore, which is Chaya. There's the Kodesh Kedoshim, which is a Chida. And if from Kodesh Kedoshim, there's no space, it's nothing. So when it comes, there's three elements. So Am Yisrael is also sort of like this. Am Yisrael, and then it's Levim, and then it's Kahanim, and then it's Kohen Gadol. Those are the four elements. Am Yisrael is the Nefesh of the Neshama of Am Yisrael, and then comes the Levim, which is the Ruach, and then come Levim, and then comes Kahanim, and then comes the Skan Kohen, the Lodra Kohen, and the Kohen Gadol is the Yechida. That's the essence, that's the core of the Neshama, the Yechida. And in Kippur, those three things come together, which is the Yechida of Am Yisrael, which is the Kohen Gadol, at the time, which is Yom Kippur, the place is Kodesh and Kodoshim, they're coming together. Now we know why we have to call the name Midos, even if it's far, because there's so much further to go, that there's a place in time, in space, and elements that you can't even talk anymore. It's just called Yechida, there's nothing to even talk, there's no Midos could be applied to even.
Why did you put Shabbos together with Yom Kippur?
Not together. Shabbos is above Yom Tov, because Yom Tov becomes Niskadosh through Jews, to us, Mekadosh Yisrael, the Avas Manim. Shabbos, I didn't say them together. I said, forget. Yom Tov is the Neshama. Shabbos is Chaya, because Nefesh, Nech, Neshama, those three elements where we have control, we are affecting it, we have an input in it. In Chaya, you have no input already, so Shabbos, you have no input. Shabbos is giving you Chias, not you giving Shabbos Chias. Yom Tov, you give the Chias, Mekadosh Yisrael, the Avas Manim.
Okay, we shall start. Perek Asiri, we start again. It's the 10th Perek. We're not going to elaborate again on the beginning because yesterday we spoke about. Yeah, Bira Midas Elokim Skolas Vaksubos. What are the characteristics of Kodesh Baruch of those which understand the system, which is being stated in the Psukim? I'm super by my boy, which you call on a Kodesh Baruch. Akavonos be rabbis. There's many, many thoughts in it. Kefira vabruim. Atoivis akavonos of according to creatures. Everything which is happening to them, according them, we apply to Hashem midos. And this midos, which we apply to Hashem, is chalkas mishnei chalukim, are divided in two parts. Atzmiyos, midos, which is applicable to Hashem himself. Ipo'olios, midos, which is applicable to the characteristic of Hashem, the way he performs, not necessarily what is in essence. The Talmud Reina Atzmiyos, what midos do we call him? The Atzmiyos of Hashem, the actual essence of Hashem. Shemidos kayoma Yisrael is ale, because those are midos which exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodem Abriyim, before the creatures, Vachrem and after. It's midos which is not depending because of the world, it's midos which is him. Therefore, to ois noloi le'etzam kvoide, therefore it's appropriate that we should call this midos, we should call him the essence of him. Vehen sholosh midos, and those three midos are three. Vehen what are they? Shehu nimtza, first he exists. Echot is absolute one. Shukadme Elorish is the beginning. There's no somebody behind, before him. So those things, those three midos, Nimso, Echot, Kadmon, this is applied to his essence. Also, as we explained yesterday in Lent, that it's still called midos, because to the Hashem himself, without a world, it wouldn't be appropriate even to say this word. Also, it's all true, but it's not applicable. Why do we divide them in this characteristics? In order to teach us on those in Yonim, Vamitas Mitzisa. Since we call them the three Midas, which is the essence of him, that's the error which points to us, to teach us the truthness of his existence. Elohoir al Kvoira, that wakes us up, that we should honor Hashem. Elohovin amadabrim, and to make understand the people, Keshlam Boyre, they have a creator, Shechayovim Avaidosai. They are required to serve the Creator. Therefore we have to call him Nimtzo, you exist. Because the fact had pointed on his existence, the Eidus through the witness testimony, according he created the world. Since Hashem had created the world under such a science, such a testimony, which everything points at him, so therefore we call him that way him. K'moy sh'ne'emar, like the pasuk says, su morem enechem, just lift your eyes to heaven, uri, you will see me, Bor Eloh, who had created them. Ha'moytzim ha'mispotzvom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out all the stars with countings, l'kulam ha'shemikra, and every star has his name, has his purpose, m'rev oinim v'amitz koyach, the old multitude of power, Ishla Nedel, not one of them is missing. The astronomers who see the cosmos, the constellation, the way they function, the way they work, they're fascinated by the fact, the unlimited control and design, the way the constellations and all the stars is pointed, the way they are and the way they're moving. And they see the beautiful design and the unity in it, and this all brings testimony to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore we have to talk about him in the form that he is existing, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochad, he could do everything, and if he's hiding, after all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding in this Teva, in this nature, because that's the challenge of people to find him, he could have created the world in such a form where the world should not be a testimony on him. And to give us the challenge even greater, that we should just go out and believe in him. But since Hashem didn't do it such a way, since Hashem did it in such a way, he created the world, that the world himself should testify on his existence, obviously Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that we should find his existence. Should find his existence. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have made himself recognized in a challenging world where the world does not prove absolute to his existence. But Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't make so. He made us a world that you don't have to be, we all have to be a non-decided atheist. Stay a neutral, objective person. Every part of the world will testify to his existence. Says the Chavis of others, since we look into the world, and the world proves of his existence, so obviously Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that we should
see his existence. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to talk about existence and call him Nimtzo, because this is a stamp which he had engraved into this world, that everything testifies into its existence. Usually, as the Shainovi says, Sumorim Enechem, one of the greatest proof of Hashem's existence is the constellation, the stars. Miborael, who created them? But those days, to look into the dust, to look into the earth, you couldn't see Hashem. You could see Hashem, Shchoin Oretz, Erei Amunah, that you plant. And if you plant weed, weed comes out, barley, barley comes out. But today, in the scientific world, today with telescopes, with microscopes and everything, as you just mentioned before, that today, just like it's easy to recognize the infinite going above, the same infinite is below. Just like it's in large infinite, which is understood, there's infinite in large, see, there's no limits, there's no limit in infinity in zeroing down to the point. There isn't a pinpoint which you can't split again, you can split then, and see the same beautiful unity in design, the Mitzius Hashem, Esu Morem Enechem. This could be, that's actually, when Kodesh Baruch Hu says, compares Am Yisrael, this is a great Megillah, says, V'derech Hashkofe, in Teire Kodesh Baruch Hu compares Am Yisrael, V'koich L'shamayim L'roiv, and L'choy L'ashav S'fasim L'fara Oret, to the Dosa Oret. So the Gemara has this, two contradictions, two extremes. Says, the Gemara, Im Oilim, if they go off, if they go upward, the Oilim, Ad Hashamayim, they go up into heaven. Im Yoy, they go down, is L'fara Oret, to the dust of the earth. Okay? But Kodesh Baruch Hu still compares us to both. And it could be in oil when they go above. When are we oil? We could only be oil with the help of Hashem. But so far, every time we were oil, was always with the push of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We never were oil on our own. So it is Mitzrayim, Avot Harsina, Midbar, Nevuah, Urim Betumim, Sora Nisim, every day in Bis Hamikdash, that was oil. And when oil, we saw the gates of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kekoich Meshmaim, Sumore Menechem, Novi. That's the beautiful word. That's the word also. Chocham Odof Menovi. Somebody Chocham, somebody smart, is greater than a Novi. Why? Doesn't mean that he knows more than a Novi. Nobody could know more than a Novi. But the greatness of a person is not when he knows because he's a Novi, because it's not you Chochma. That's a Novi of Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to you. The Chochma is, the greatness of a person is, Zoysi Mishalalam Mishalal. Chochma Yadea Oysi. You should know me. That when you recognize Hashem, that's Chocham. So obviously, the Kishe Oilim Oile Adarakia, that was the time of the Nevuah, as the Shai expressed, Sumorem Enechem. Yeah, look upwards, you look upwards. You see Hashem, but how can you look upwards if not Hashem? So obviously, see Hashem. But the fact that you're capable of looking upward in Novi, those Tkufas, when you Kishe Oilim, that was them. Just like in those days, Shlomo Melech Veshato was the sea, was the epitome of Oilim. Seeing the Chochmah of Hashem, seeing the greatness of Hashem, Sumorem Enechem, the other extreme of Chochem is the time before Mashiach will come, because the Mashiach will yodim other far earth, and they're going to go down to the dust of the earth. And now you're going to have to discover the same greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the dust of the earth as you were looking those days upward. But now when you discover it, this is already Yul Chochmah. Here that's Kashiyardim, this is already Yul Chochmah. Now, we discover Hashem in our times of today, just as they discovered Hashem those days. Those days of Sumorim Enechem, we lifted up the eyes, now we're lifting down. If you put the ashes of the 6 million Kedoshim of Auschwitz under the microscope, and you see Elokus in it, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. Just like when you look upward, you see Am Yisrael is a matzav in the oilim. That's called Chochem Odot Minovi. And it could be a very beautiful thing, but you see that science today discovers in the dust as much in the previous, the medieval, in those early days, you used to see the greatest in a star. And it's interesting, astronomy, one of us, there was the biggest chokhmah in those days. It was a massacre sho'olim, because Baruch Hu totally was manifesting himself in Elyonim, and totally denied his recognition b'tachtonim. Tachtonim was totally denied. And today, in my opinion, in my humble little opinion, this little digital tape recorder is greater chokhmah than to know any stars and any cosmos which people bring in down to this scientific world, and in the mini way, in this little, that a little chip could take New York City Library in itself. A little plastic chip can contain all the information of New York City Library. Now I would wonder if you would go all to this chachomim, to all those astronomers of those days when listen to Shaya Novi, Su Mora Menechem Rimi Boro Ele, the greatest thing, all the constellations, Tzivio, the Tzva Shomayim, the greatest, and every star has a Moitzu Mispatzol Kulam B'Shem Oisirku, as Shaya Novi says. And if those days, somebody would walk over to them and says, you know, it's going to come a day that little human beings like you are going to be able to create a little plastic chip which is going to contain all the information of the entire Torah, the whole New York City Library information, with a little plastic chip, and then a push button, you're going to get a printout, you got all, and today have this little microcomputers in any shadow, you have the whole shas in any posik, any word. What is a greater chokhmah? Now those are the times of Nebuah. This is the time of chokhmah. It's the period of chokhmah, because Mashiach will come chokhmah damit. That's chokhmah odot minoli. That's what the Maral explained. This is when you recognize Hashem from chokhmah, which when you see it in a far oret, it's much greater. Then now, obviously, what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Now, obviously, there was an era, there was a time that when you see Hashem, sumorah menechem, you have to lift up. And in those days, I mean, I don't know, I'm too. At those days, with belief, with amunah, the new Hashem is nimtza here. In order to know Hashem is nimtza, Hashem is here, you have to look upwards to see Hashem is here. Today is the opposite. You want to know if Hashem is existing up there, look downward. The more you look downward in nature, and you see Hashem in nature, so see, Kodesh Baruch Hu is nimtza. And that's exactly is now the argument of the Chovei Salvobis. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu bothered that there shouldn't be a grain in this world which shouldn't testify on his existence? It's any grain, any point, any nekuda, you should analyze analytically, it leads you to see Hashem. Obviously, because Hashem wants to be discovered as a nimtza, as an existence in anything. There shouldn't be something that Hashem is not totally engraved in, that you could nimtza. Now, why did Chovei Salvobis had to come up with this argument? Because this is actually, and I'm stating this is my original thinking, and I won't take 400% response. I mean to say, you're not required to accept this. I try to divide the early days and today's days, because in the early days, you see all the testimony of the Novi says, Sumorah Menechem. The world was limited yet to discover Hashem. Science was not in that extent around. That was Vuchinus of Novi. And this is the Maral says, Alpaim Torah, Alpaim Moisa Mashiach, the world is divided in 2,000 times of fear, and 2,000 times of Mashiach. 2,000 years of Torah was Nevuah, because Baruch Hu gave down from above below. Comes down. So that's Vuchinus. So in order to see days of Hashem, look above, look what is coming down. And Alpaim Moisa Mashiach is the ear of Chochmah. You have to look around. The Torah is not being given. Emes me Eretz Titzvach. Emes has to come from earth, has to come from below. So the same Nimtza, the same existence of Hashem, which was the first 2,000 years of Torah, you have to look upwards, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down, Kodesh Baruch Hu manifests himself, Gilui Elokus Mamat Har Sinai, Kriyas Yam Suf, Nigla Emes Machon, Kodesh Baruch Hu Ga'alu, Metzias Leil, Metzias Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, the Man Min HaShemayim, the Torah given down Min HaShemayim, V'yered Hashem Al Har Sinai, everything was flowing, that's the Bechina from Novi, coming everything down. That was the time. Therefore, the Novi in those days speaks to us, no days of Hashem, you have to say, look upward, if you look downward, you don't see. It's not the time you're downward when Kodesh Baruch Hu is pouring downward. But Alpayim Moisa Mashiach, the 2 days of the time, that's prepared. Here you go downward, you find yourself in the dust. So that's the two called Im Yordim, that's the Yordim, after when you went down all the way down. And just like in the Alpayim Moisa Mashiach, the pyramid, the sea, the maximum of Gilu Elokus on the Undenai was in the beginning of the Alpayim Torah. So the opposite maximum pyramid of the Gilu Elokus in Chochmah, which is in Alpayim Moisa Mashiach, will be in the right end of the Moisa Mashiach. Because that's the development stage. It's coming upward. And the more further we go down, that's closer we'll be. Otherwise, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mamat Har Sinai, was right in the beginning, the first 400 years of the 2,000 years. It was the first 400 years since the Council of Rome of Venus existence. And then was the sea, beginning of the Alpayim Moisa Mashiach, was the 430 years of the beginning. So we could say, Moisa Mashiach started by us. The real Moisa Mashiach was the Industrial Revolution, was mamish almost in the same 430-450 years before the end of Hashish, the end of the 2000s of Moisa Mashiach. We are 250 years away
of this Erev Hashishi, of the 6,000. And the Industrial Revolution started 150, 180 years ago. Started the Industrial Revolution, it was Rebbe Rebunim already said, where is the old Chochmah by the Goyim today? We see this, the, all these discoveries, this is already because, and exactly what the Mechzer HaKodesh says, beautiful. The Shnas Tar, in 600 years of Erev Hashishi, is going to open up the gates of Chochmah, 400 years, that's the 400 years of Mitzrayim. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, the first Gilo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which started flowing in Alpine Torah, the first Torah was in Bris Ben Absorim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, it's going to take you 400 years, it's going to take you Mitzrayim, until you're going to see the pyramid. Now, if you take the other 400 years of the Moisa Mashiach, in the end of this, it's going to be the pyramid of Chochmah, when we'll start opening up Mashiach's things, is the last 400 years of the last 6 years of Zohar could have said. And Rabbi Bunim says, we take the Chochmah, it's going to open up the gates of Chochmah, Chochmah going to pour down. Because now the not Nevuah will dominate, now Chochmah, Mala Ho Oret Deyo is Hashem. The world will be filled up with knowledge of Hashem, and not with belief of Hashem. With the maximum of believers in Sinai, and the maximum of knowledge is now. And that is also very interesting, that's opened up 400 years, from the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu, to be very correct, is 430 years. From 430 years, 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak, and 430 years when Hashem spoke in the Bris Ben Absorim. That's the 400 Shivas Mitzrayim. So, just like Mitzrayim, the 400 years of Mitzrayim was the incubation and development to Mamat Har Sinai, so the 400 years from Moshe Mashiach is really the incubation and development of the final Yom Shekula Shabbos, the end of the 6,000 years. So we are ready, and today, you know, already there is, how do you call it, a sonogram, how do you call it, when they take a pregnant woman, the sonogram. Today the sonogram are so sophisticated that you could see in the very early stage of pregnancy, you could see almost every organism, and you could even detect this a little bit, it's a boy and a girl. Today people know it's a boy and a girl. Now, it was never available before. A boy and a girl was something like a secret of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden today, by the fourth, fifth month of pregnancy, you know, it's a boy and a girl. I mean, it's very clear. It just is undeveloped. It's just like that. It was just 5,000 years ago. But today you see it. That means the boy is not, the child is not here, the birth is not here, but you could see it in advance. This is today's time, equal to the Mashiach. That we are in a very developed stage of being ready to be born with Rabbi Yisrael Mashiach, with coming out of the thing. And those who want to see, there is sonograms that you could already see, even the voice of us, how it looks, and you could see this exactly, the beautiful designs, you see the Chochmah is coming down, and other people still doesn't know anything, no, it doesn't even know he's pregnant, it doesn't even know that he's being developed. But it's available, because now it's down in Chochmah, now it's down in the earth. And this is the Metzius of Hashem in everything today. Therefore, says the Hargis the Chodesh of Oves, if Hashem bothered that he should be found in everything, there's nothing where he could be avoided, Abbas Hashem wants that we should call him Nimtza. Therefore, we attribute to Kodesh Midos, we call him Nimtza, and the same thing, science proves the unity of every point is a completeness, a complete unity. You see the Echodness, the Achdus of Kodesh Baruch Hu and everything. This is what Kodesh Baruch Hu is, Echod. And obviously, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kadma. Yes.
Yes,
Kadma
that's coming down is saying it's going into the Goyish, the technology and the science.
Tukat, yeah.
But is there a parallel Chochmah coming down into Torah? Does it manifest somewhere in the Torah world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question.
In the Industrial Revolution since that time, what's the parallel?
You know what Torah developed but how much Torah and Chassidus has been developed? And Musa, it's actually the known thing that the real revolution started 250 years ago. Because if anything, Avraham Avinu was already 500 years from the beginning, yeah? When the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu, he was 70 years old. That's the Brisbane, from Kabbalah Satayra was 430. But Avraham Avinu discovered the Kodesh Baruch Hu, according to one sheet, with the age of 3, according to one sheet of 48. That's about 500 years. And that exactly was the times of the Baal Shem Tov. No question, but from the times of the Baal Shem Tov, it's approximately 250 years, which is 500 years of the Alpine Emoisa Mashiach, which is a quarter, which is Mincha, Zman Mincha. Zman Mincha, any good Baal Bos, the Shabbos is set. Okay? But some people still a mess. But Zman Mincha already means it's like 4:30 or 3:30, the last Mincha Ketana, Zman Mincha Ketana, Shabbos is set. And therefore many revolutions came into existence
the Baal Shem Tov his way, the Gaon the other way, Musa the other way, and as later we go, the things have developed and developed, and after the Chassidus Baal Shem Tov Gufa had developed in such a beautiful, magnificent way, in so many branches, in so many different areas, and so in every area of Avodah, one in Tefillah, one in Midas, one in Asoga, one in Askola, one in Lomdus, one in Kabbalah, in everything has been developed, and as we see today, Baruch Hashem, the way Torah is being developed, and by whom? By very little people. Just like Havdol, the scientists of today are zero in comparison to the scientists which they existed 150 years ago, you should know. And they're nothing in comparison, but they still create unbelievable things today. The remote push button world. It's already a remote push button. It's not a push button world. They used to talk about push button world. Today it's already a remote push button world. And there's a little bit more. You wouldn't have to push any button. You just would have to think on somebody and it will come into existence.
Talking typewriter yesterday.
Yeah.
There's
a talking typewriter.
Yeah, you talked and then it types yesterday.
No, talking typewriter. Same thing as in Ruchnius. Mamash, you're talking key and somebody comes about you. You don't have to go to service to make lectures over there. Just sit in your room and give lectures and meditate. And the guy will be just as effective.
This works.
Of course it works. But today you see it, it's worked. It always worked, but you never saw it. It was hidden. That was Nevuah. And if it was shown to you, saw it. If not now, today you develop it, you see it with Chochmah. That's the Metzius Hashem.
So was there something, though, in 1840 that was connected to 400 years of Avraham?
Absolutely. You know, the real industrial revolution started about 150 years ago. Real electricity, the moving things.
And of course.
It was a Schnaf Kessel. It was real. It was revolutionary times. Revolutionary times. It's, if you go to historical, I hate to just to take detailed years, but you could, if I would have the time and enough history background, I would say every scientific discovery, Lumos Centauri, is a great discovery. Take a Rekiva Eger. That was 140 years ago. We have an idea what the Rekiva Eger is. We have an idea the Lomdus of Rekiva Eger, the Gilyon Shas of Rekiva Eger, the Chuva of Rekiva Eger, the Chochmah, the Oimek of Torah. Now, this is Dar Zeicher. You have to know today the Lomdus world, the openness, the mind, the brain of Torah today. One of the greatest key is Rabbi Kiva Eger. November's Rabbi Kiva Eger, 140 years ago, by the time they discovered electricity, Rabbi Kiva Eger gave electricity in Torah. It was all there in the Torah. In every area, 140 years ago, you had Kopf when it was discovering Emes, okay, and it was Chabad was discovering Ascoli and Hasidus, and in every area, Voida came out. Musa, Sosaranter, you know, Sosaranter was 140 years, which brought out a movement of Musa, which it was an earthshake to those sleeping days, which was coming up after Ascoli. And interesting, prior of Rav Avinu, right immediate prior of Rav Avinu, what was immediate prior of Rav Avinu? Was Nimrod and total world of paganism. Prior, 250 years ago, Baal Shem Tov everything was a Shapsa Tzvi, a whole cut is being going out with such a picorosis, with such a stupidity, with such a kthira, and many things is very, very parallel. So we don't have to go anywhere as the novice is sumora vlecha to look up at ru mi boro ele. Look downward and just analyze this ru mi boro ele. And that's the argument of Chavis Avobas. When you see the existence, you see never an existence, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But this is my chiddush, which I don't want to take full responsibility. The Novi has to say, sumora melechem ru mi boro ele. Lift up with your eyes and see who created it. And this look down at also the David the Melech says in Tehillim Baruch Hanafshi, you see all the creatures, all the animals and all the order, the system, it's there, but it wasn't the pointer. It's been taken note, Hashem is just as below as is above, but it wasn't the evidence, it wasn't the pointer, and just look at it, there was no microscope to look into. Today, you don't have to look upwards, looking upwards, you know, you see, so you have to believe, but look downwards, look in the microscope, you see everything. Take a little bacteria, just analyze one little bacteria, you see more Chochmah than you could see in all the constellations of all the star systems which you see above it. And one bacteria, the way it's in the genes of a person, how it works, not to talk about fertilization of today, what they can do, what they're not doing, Lamaise, it's an unbelievable thing. But you see that you could bring out from nothing, you could bring out almost everything the most beautiful way. So obviously,
it's such a beautiful, I don't know if you could appreciate it, and if I go crazy over this beautiful argument which the Chosra says, how could we have the chutzpah, as yesterday we spoke, to call a Kodesh Baruch with a midah nimtzo, he exists. Who talks? I say Kodesh Baruch exists. As yesterday we said, the table will say, you know, there exists the carpenter, he made me. It would be below the dignity of the carpenter that your existence is being testified by a table. Right? This is a kind of, like, you call a Kodesh Baruch with this middle of Echot, Nimtzo, in Kadmoin. Now, we call it as a middle, as an Atzmius of Hashem. This is the essence of Hashem. He exists, he's one, he always was. So it's still called the middle, still a characteristics, which is not the essence of him, because of him there's no, you can't apply anything to him. Because the world, the word Nimtzo in Echad only comes into existence when there is a world. As it has to be explained, the word Echad, he's a one, and the word Nimtzo exists. This could only be verbalized as long as there is a world which tries to deny him. Since there is a world which is, in there is multiplications in the world, he's called Echad. Since there is a world which is Loi Nimtzo, which is non-existence, the world is a passing thing, so we say he's a Nimtzo. There would not be a world to begin with, he couldn't be called Nimtzo, but it exists. There's no theory of non-existence. He couldn't be called Echad because there's no theory of non-Echad. He couldn't be called Kadmon. Kadmon or what? Kadmon means you need time to call somebody Kadmon. You need a beginning. You need a racist in order to call somebody he was ever. So therefore it's called the middle. It's still called the middle because in order to use these names we need the world. But it's still called a part of Hashem, these names, because it's not depending in this world. Let me call Kodesh Baruch Hu Chesed. You have to have who to have Chesed. So in order to call Hashem Chesed, you must have a world to whom to be Chesed. If he's totally alone, without the world, his Chesedness cannot be called, he's not a Chesed Bechlan. So there is middos. Everything which he calls Hashem is a middle. It's not the essence of him. But these three middos is called, in our term, compared to us, is a part of him because he was Echad, he was Nimtzo, he was Kadmon before the world came into creation.
He was even Malchus even before the world.
Yes, but why was he Malchus? Because there was a world, and therefore there is a before the world. So now we call Hashem Melech, Hashem is king. Why is he king? Because there is a world. So Hashem Moloch. Hashem was a king even before. Moloch Beterem Kol. But there must be Beterem Kol. If there is no Beterem, if there is no beginning, what is a Moloch as a king? What? King Emelech Blayam. There is no king without a nation. Now who is a king? There's not. If there would be no world, period, there would be no Bria. There's nothing that you could call on Hashem. Because everything which you call is outside. As I would say, if there would be no people, would you have a name? You have a name, yeah, a label. Is label has anything to do with you? It has nothing to do with you. The only reason you have a name because there's opposite people and they have to be identified. If there would be only one person in the world, they would be nameless. It would be absolute nameless. Why animals have no names? Why a man has a name? Why animals have no? Because there's no reason of identification. Because it doesn't manifest anything. A thousand cows is a thousand cows. They all manifest something in chewing grass and milk. That's all. So they're numbered. But they have no names. Yes, we people today, because we live like animals, so we call them names because we have also names. So I break for animals. So if I have a name, I give them a name too. They give them a bird name, they give them a graveyard name, but everything. This is when you break for animals. But the animal has no reason to have a name. A man must have kulam b'shem or sikha, because a man is identity. He develops a certain individuality which only he could express, and that is a name. It should be identified. That's his delivery. This is him, and this is you. But if there is nobody to identify him, there's no point of having a name. So the whole essence of a name, b'chlal, the word name, only exists because there's multiplications. So the fact that Hashem has a name. Why is Hashem? After Echad, you have one with Shimuch Echad, your name is one. Beyond me, Hashem Echad is Shmoy Echad. Hashem will be one, and Shmoy would be one. What is my name? Why are you calling names? The names are immediately related to the world. The difference is, before the world came into existence, Hashem got a name, but without saying what the name is. When the world came into existence, Hashem got the name of Havaya, Yudke Vovke. He made the world into existence. But the minute you wanted to have a world, it was a need that he should have a name. So the whole existence to get a name came up instantaneously when the minute you wanted to have a world. So the world makes Hashem should have a name. And as the world comes more and more into existence, more and more develops, and people come into and start relating, more and more names is being more applied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hashem Tzavokos. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you say in English Tzavokos? Regimenting. The commander of all beings, commandments, that's Tzavokos. Was the first time called, Hashem was called the first time Tzavokos through Chana. Because Chana was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by taking all the existence of the world and see Hashem is all regimenting them and all commanding them and all the and called Hashem Tzavokos. Usually a general is called Sar Tzavo, is the sergeant of the military. But what is the military? Tzavo, military is also something when you go in a war, everything is taken one consideration, it's one movement, everything is interacted. So Chana, when she was misfollowed, she saw her role in as a mother and she wanted to have a child. So Hashem, you have all these beautiful, beautiful constellations and all those from bottom to bottom, everything is put in a spot. It says there is no room for one other child to be put in the system. It shouldn't be excessive. Why can't you place? See, called Hashem Tzavokos. So when was Tzavokos the name of it? Hashem Tzavokos in the Kisvikoy is when the Shemus Hakadoshim said that you're not allowed to say just like that. But when the need of that came into existence, when Chana perceived already the multiple unity plan in everything and found herself being fit in it as a child, and they came out the name of Hashem Tzavokos. So obviously this is all the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when more we discover it. Well, however, the first three midos, Nimtzo, Echot, Kadmon, these were already a part of Hashem himself because those names were already applicable even before the world came into existence. But the world had to be in future in order this name should be applied. If there would never be a world coming existence, it would never be called Nimtzo, whenever we called Echad, whenever we called Kadmon, because there's no time, there's no Kadmon. There's no multiplication, there's no Echad. And there's no world, there's no need of Nimtzo. It's being, but it's not Nimtzo. But so those three meters is applied to that. But Chaim Sofer says, again we're going back to the beauty of his saying, since this beauty of him, which is Echad and Nimtzo, is engraved in every creature in this world, in every being in this world. Obviously, it shows Hashem wants us to call him Nimtzo, and we should be inspired with his Nimtzo in every part. Because if this wouldn't be so important, if Hashem wouldn't want that we should relate him as Nimtzo and Echad, he wouldn't bother to engrave his Mitzias in his Ardas and every little bit in this world. This Kulam b'chokhmah siso. This is David the Melech gets inspired. More Rabu Maaseh Hashem. How great multiple is your Maaseh Hashem. The deeds of Hashem is so great and so multiple. In what great? That Kulam, the whole creation, as a whole, the Chochmah Siso, he did it with the same original Chochmah as the biggest Chochmah. It's not a slight, minute thing which doesn't contain the same essence and depth of Chochmah. What is Chochmah Teira? And Chochmah Eru Teira. And Kulam Kustakel Beraisa Bore Loma. So in everything you see the entire Kola Teira Kula. So if Hashem bothered himself that he made the world of Avraham Kodesh Baruch Hu, could have made a different type of a world. A world which we conceive. A world which not everything has to manifest everything, you know. Develop it in this and the pyramid that shows himself. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the microscope to see that in every preparation is read an entire Elokus, entire Chochmah there. Avraham Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that we should perceive his Mitzias in every part. And that makes our life that much richer. Because then you never excuse and you're never free and you never have a vacation, never ever, no matter what condition situation you live, not to discover the entire Mitzvahs and Achdus and Kadmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants wherever you go, whatever you experience, in any frame of mind you are, in that situation, discover Hashem in his beautiful and beautiful entirety. Now these three middles, Nimtzo, Echot, Kadmon, is ever, ever, ever discovered. So therefore when the Jew would have come, and by the time when he was in the gas chamber, and he would have seen that the German was beating him, and the German was killing one of his eyes, children, and he would say, Hashem, I don't see your chesed, could be forgiven. The midas of chesed, if he doesn't see, is not such a great person. But the next fellow Jew sees Hashem, I see gvaldig chesed under this situation too. Which we're not going to go in now. So the other midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is totally applied, based on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior. So some people will be beyond the ability to discover this midah. Where is midas of tzaddik? Where is midas of chesed? Where is midas of rachmim? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deeds when he does, when he kills little children. So some people would see the midas of rachmim. You have to be a great mind. But those three midas, that is echad, and is motzui, and is kadman, if a person fails to see that on the disagreement, is apikoyres gomor. I could excuse a Jew that he could complain out of pain, where is your chesed Hashem? But no Jew could be excused, are you really existing? And people said, is Hashem existing on this second earth? No, because the Metzias, in anything, is even more proven that he's existing under these circumstances when you're being intoxicated with wealth and materialism and everything goes fine. I say it was easy to find because, and that's exactly what happened, many Kofrim had discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu under these circumstances. And it's a beautiful, unbelievable story. That's one of the mayors, one of the holy cities, which was a Meshumah. It was a baptized Jew. We baptized you. And it was a Meshumah that the Jews had a lot of tzoras from him. And it was a Moser. But the Germans came in and took the mayor and they wanted to make a final test on him if he's really Jewish or not, if he's a pious Goy. So they asked him, are you Jewish or a Goy? And that time he got stopped up. He saw what is happening. He couldn't say I'm a Goy. He couldn't deny the fact he's a Yid. And started beating him. Are you Jew or God? Beating him. And he didn't speak, he didn't say a word. And it was interesting because he was hated Jews. He was a Meshumet. So he says, we got to prove if you're Jew or God. They took him into the shul. And the Twitter said, the Torah in a sense was thrown down a step on him. And he yelled out and said, thank you. Thank you for the Germans. You brought me back to Yiddish. I threw away Judaism, you gave it back to me. I'm a Yid, and I will not step it, I will not run. And they killed him on the spot. And what happened? He was killed at Kodesh. He became a martyr. It was a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. So what happened? So when we asked, where was the Tzoyba for Kodesh Baruch, the Chesed for Kodesh Baruch, you know what kind of Chesed for Kodesh Baruch did he? There couldn't be a worse Jew than this Meshumet. There couldn't be a worse Jew. Hashem says, I'm not going to get you lost. And he died at Kodesh. He's a Kodesh, absolute Kodesh. He made this pick on the biggest Kiddush Hashem he made. And where did he discover it? In the biggest Achzorias. Could such a thing happen if there's no Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If there's no Achdus, Ad Mikam Chasul Goy Echad Goy? So if I want to bring a proof that Jew Am Yisrael is Am Echad, I can't bring it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. So more than Echad. But in Yodim, Ad Afar Oretz, and I go to this Meshumet, and to this worst Achzorias, the brutal times, and there this Meshumet comes back. Now we prove that Kodesh Baruch Hu is an Echad. Am Yisrael is an Echad. There's a unit. That's an Echad which we see in the Am Verse. This is the absolute proof. This is the proof of this is Chokhmah. That's not novel. We discover it in the ashes, or in the dust of the ashes. We discover the Kimshi is Borer B'Maaseh B'Riyos. Since has been proved to him in all his deeds and all his creatures, he's Borer B'Dateinu Metziusa. Look, the beautiful emphasis. His Borer now became clear B'Dateinu in our intellect, not in our belief, not in our heart. His Borer B'Dateinu. We have discovered in our knowledge Metziusa his existence. And also which is Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he always existed, because the proofs that he always existed. This world is beginning, but it's Kiloyim and Tzilafanet. This Borot has been proved as Choloyis, Yershish, Yerim, and Tachlis, Mein Bucholos. And we already spoke, and no beginnings cannot be without any boundaries, and everything has to begin. So obviously he's before beginning. But the noise of Kapon Shaboy is all Rishon, Rishon of Kodesh Baruch Hu's beginning, there's nobody before him. Zayin Akav, this is called Kav. Kuma Shomer, Mo Oilam Ad Oilam At Okay. From world to world, before the world and after the world, he always came. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu now in the black of the world. But when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he is, it's obvious intellectual testimony. Always was and always on Mo Oilam. Before the world came, Ad Oilam, after the world, At Okay, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akel means Akel is a functioning God. The functioning God you see only in the Olam, but now that we have proven Hashem functioning in the existence of the Olam, obviously we know He always exists in the same way. But also the one which you said is one, I think that we ourselves explained it to us, we spoke about the oneness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with absolute proof, clear evidence. This Kayim be'edios beruros, it has been established with absolute clear testimony evidence. Edus, ki inyan achdus amita dovek eletzom koyde. The inyan of achdus amita is actually attached to the essence of his honor. Inyan echot, richi karibim etzom koyde mona shir vechir vamike vavoy vefse vechir vapriz. It doesn't tolerate anything, multiplications, in changes, in combinations, imaginations. Mamitas etzom koyde, shah gidera.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.